Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
True Confessions. True
Confessions. Coming up on Valentine's Day weekend. Of course, love is in the air.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, for most couples, it's one of the most romantic weekends of the year.
Absolutely, Corey. And we actually have someone waiting on the line right now for Team PXY True Confessions that has a story about romance that she wants to share, but she's finding herself in a bit of a dilemma.
This never happens with Team PXY True Confessions.
No,
never.
It's very rare.
Let's hear them out. Voice changers on. So your voice will be disguised. You are now anonymous. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on. I love the show.
Well, no problem. Thank you. It's very kind of you. So, you know, from the sounds of things, you're in a bit of a pickle here. What is exactly going on?
Well, here's the thing. It's not even my relationship.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay. So my mind's racing a little bit and going to the possible places that I don't want to speculate any cheating or anything like that. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit?
No. Yeah, it's not sketchy by any means on my part.
Okay, so, good. All right, good.
Let me give you a little backstory. So my friends got engaged over the weekend on Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And my girlfriend
Basic,
called me,
but cute.
And she was like, yeah. And so my girlfriend called me and told me, and she was all happy and excited. And I, you know, was excited for her as well. I guess as excited as I could be, given the circumstances.
Okay. Oh, what do you mean by given the circumstances? I mean, this is kind of cut and dry. Like, they're engaged. We're happy. Like, that's usually how these roll.
Yeah, I wish it were like that. Well, okay. So here's the thing. When my friends got together 2 years ago, I was a little bit closer to the guy. I'll just protect his identity.
So I was
closer to Pat when they started their dating relationship, because Pat and I have been friends since forever, since we were little. But when he started dating his girlfriend Tina, I actually liked her. Like, I mean, we totally got along, liked her a little bit better.
Sure.
And we became, you know, super close. I mean, she's already asked me to be in her wedding.
Yeah, sure. Got engaged on Friday, already asking you if you want to be in the wedding party. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so from this backstory, I don't really see I still don't see an issue.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, in the first year of their relationship, he used to cheat on her, like, a bunch.
Oh.
And I would just never tell her because my loyalty laid, you know, with Pat. But ever since Tina and I have, you know, become super close, like, he just stopped telling me that stuff. And I'm hoping it's because he stopped altogether, but, like, now they're engaged. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. That is a pickle.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Let's think of the options here.
Right.
Let's think of the options. So you can do nothing, mm-hmm. hope for the best, bury your head in the sand, and just pray that he's stopped that behavior. That's option one.
Option two.
Sadly, option one is typically the route that I would go.
Yeah,
it's less
Corey,
dramatic. You're not getting involved. Because, again, getting in the middle of someone else's relationship can be very, very messy and very, very tricky.
And it's like kind of diffusing a bomb. Yeah. Like, it can come back and blow up in your face.
Yeah. So option two here, right. let's walk through. And maybe there's more options. If you want to jump in, click PXY Safe text line 69822 or give us a call at 222-9800. This is just what we're seeing. I mean, again, this is the beauty of the show, is that there's lots of people listening with, you know, lots of experience and lots of opinions on things. So option two here, Breeze, is to confront Pat, as we're calling him, and simply ask him, you know, did you knock that stuff off? Right?
Yeah.
And then you're also met with the dilemma of, well, do you believe what he says or not?
Right. But then again, I personally, for me, my coral compass would be out of whack to stand up in someone's wedding with them, knowing that you're right behind the bride, and she has absolutely no idea that her relationship for essentially, as we know right now, the first year has been an absolute lie.
Well, that leads us to option three.
Okay.
And option three is to tell her everything that you know. And option three is going to not only most likely implode their relationship when they just got engaged and they should be looking forward to
planning
moving
a wedding.
Forward. You know, implode that relationship. And quite honestly, it's going to implode your friendship because she's going to wonder, why the hell did you wait this long to tell me about this? So, I don't know.
I get where you're coming from with the loyalty aspect because you were better friends with him in the beginning of this relationship. And then your friendship kind of shifted and you found yourself in this blossoming friendship that you never saw coming. Ah, this is tough.
This is really tough. I mean... Do you think...
Now you know why I called you guys.
Yeah, no.
We're like racking our brains over here like, ah!
Do you think if you had like a one-on-one convo with him and kind of a sit-down, you know, again, coming from the standpoint of, look, I'm going to be standing up there for this wedding, like Breezy was saying, I want to have my conscience cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Have you stopped this stuff?
Right.
Have you stopped this nonsense? Do you think he would be truthful with you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Because I feel like, yes, but then there's a part of me that also, you know, because we've known each other since we were kids.
Yeah.
But then there's a part of me that's like, well, he just wants to be with her at any cost and will say anything to placate me.
True.
So that's the thing is I do want to go talk with him and see what the deal is. But then I also want to confirm that so I don't feel like with her, you know, and just make sure we're on the same page. Like they've had a conversation or they're, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, affairs happen. People do get over them and the relationship does survive at times.
What this comes down to is kind of that age-old mantra of once a cheater, always a cheater. Is that true?
Right.
Or can people stop and reform?
Also, I kind of feel like if you do confront him, he might get scared and like clam up and just blow smoke. You know what I mean? And be like, yes, of course it stopped. Like, what do you mean? Like, as he's trying to launch his new, you know, marriage with this girl that he's been with for some time. I don't know. I really want to throw this out to our listeners because it's... Three options, as Corey laid out.
Maybe there's more. Who knows? Maybe there's other options out there as well. So if you have ideas, if you have thoughts, what are you leaning towards? I know that the woman we're talking to this morning would certainly appreciate any advice. Seems like this is a tough one.
Yeah.
All right, again.
If there's like a fourth option of, you know, buying me a vacation and excusing myself from this altogether.
There's always that. That's a good option, too. Not sure that one exists, but you never know. 222-9800. Call us. Code PXY Safe text line 69822 if you want to text in. Maybe you've been in a similar situation. A lot of people have thoughts on this. 222-9800. Chelsea from Stafford, do you have any advice for the woman we just spoke to for Team PXY True Confessions? Again, if you missed it, she is in quite the dilemma. Her friends got engaged on Valentine's Day, which is very exciting. She's happy for them. I mean, she's already been asked to be in the wedding, but she revealed to us that when this couple first started dating, she was actually closer to the guy in the relationship. And he would reveal to her in that first year that he was cheating a bunch.
Yeah.
Then she kind of transitioned and became closer with the girlfriend in the relationship. And once that happened, he stopped opening up to her about things like that. So she's not sure if the cheating ever ended. And now she's met with the moral dilemma of, does she get involved?
Or does she just let it lie?
And how involved does she get exactly?
I think she should write an anonymous letter.
Okay, anonymous letter.
We're seeing
that a lot on the text line here. Now, who should she be writing the anonymous letter to?
I think she should write it to the female because girl code.
Okay, so letting her know what happened. Like, what do you think she should write in this anonymous letter? Like, hey, heads up, I've got some information. I mean, but it's coming from an anonymous letter. Is this
girl going to trust it? I don't know how trustworthy that would be.
I mean, if you put the exclusive details of everything, I think she's going to know that it's probably legit. And she might get a little bit paranoid and probably start asking questions. And then maybe that'll force him to actually tell her the truth if he already hasn't.
Right. Now, right. Now, let's just say, for argument's sake, that that was the first year of the relationship, and once he stopped opening up to the woman that we talked to about how he was cheating, it was done, and he's been faithful ever since. Do you think it's still worth kind of opening up this old wound now that they're engaged, potentially blowing up, you know, what could be a marriage?
Absolutely. I mean, you're making a commitment to get married. You should be telling each other everything.
Yeah,
it's true.
Especially with you getting married. Like, okay. I would want to know.
Yeah.
No, that's right. True.
So you're not subscribing to the idea of, you know, what doesn't know, what you don't know can't hurt you.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
No, I definitely think she needs to know, and then that's her decision whether she wants to stay with him
move forward,
or
sure.
not. But okay. I definitely think she should know about it.
Right. All right. Chelsea, thank you so much for calling in this morning. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Rich from Victor. Thank you for holding, Rich. Do you have some thoughts on this morning's Team PXY True Confessions?
Yeah, so there is an option number four here.
Oh, good. All right.
So what you could do is send an anonymous email or a text message.
Oh, my gosh, everyone keeps saying this.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's a good idea, Rich. I really do. But I just don't know how credible the source will be if you don't know who it's coming from.
Yeah,
there could be someone who maybe used to date your boyfriend, fiance in the past that's jealous and just wants to break you up.
Possible.
Who knows?
Rich, who do you want to send that letter to? If you were her, would you send it to the woman in this relationship or the guy?
So I would send it to the woman, and if she knows enough of the specific facts,
yeah.
It makes that anonymous letter a lot more credible and also gives her friend an opportunity to confront her partner and find out if, in fact, those facts are true.
Right. So you wouldn't send anything to him?
No, I think I would let the woman handle it. And, you know, this way she kind of gets it off her chest, so she's not having this secret at the wedding.
Yeah.
And she also has the ability to say, at least I did something and gave my friend an opportunity to find out what the truth was and if it really was going on.
It's kind of a cop-out, though. I'm sorry. I'm just going to call a spade a spade. It's kind of a cop-out.
I don't know. I would struggle with, again, talking about moral dilemmas of, if he was cheating in the beginning, that's awful and he shouldn't have done that. But we don't know what happened after. He might have stopped. He might have gotten himself together. People can change. Right. I don't subscribe to this whole once a cheater, always a cheater thing.
Right.
I think a lot of the people giving us our answers, and Rich, thanks for the call again. Appreciate it, man.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
I think a lot of the people that are calling and texting in saying, do the anonymous letter, let her know, are operating under the assumption that this something's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the reality of the situation. Not saying to do nothing, but if you do nothing and this goes forward, one of the paths here is that they live happily ever after and everything's cool. That is one of the possibilities. Now, certainly, you know, I guess infidelity could be mixed back in, possibly. But you're also going into this knowing you're kind of blowing this whole thing up. I don't know.
Are you just saying that because you hate confrontation, or are you saying that because you think that this is the best option?
You think about a couple who is now in one of the happiest times of their lives, just got engaged, they're very excited, they're planning the wedding. That is going to change dramatically. And maybe they still get married, who knows? But either way, you're kind of robbing that from them a little
Another fear of mine is, I know that the woman who called in today has no real ties. It's not like she was a mistress or anything like that. But sometimes in these situations, it almost backfires on the person who just wants to be honest and wants to be truthful and thinks in their heart of hearts that they're doing the right thing.
Right.
But they end up looking like the bad guy.
Sure. Yeah. No. Totally. I mean, that's certainly a possibility here because, I mean, right or wrong, you can weigh it on your own personal moral compass. If she gets involved here, she is altering that relationship.
Both relationships. There's two relationships on the line because she was so close with the guy since childhood, she said, and then she formed this beautiful friendship with this woman.
I don't know. I think we're both struggling on this one. If anything, if she is going to get involved, I'm leaning more towards confronting him. Right.
Okay.
And just having an open, honest conversation with him. And
are you approaching it in the sense of like threatening him?
No. I think more along the lines of just trying to confirm that he's knocked that stuff off and that is over.
For your own peace of mind.
Because that's her issue here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily think that she needs to get the woman who's getting married involved in this.
And like expose
unless he's super sketchy. Like, you got to kind of play it by ear at that point, right? Because maybe he's honest. He's like, you know what? I made huge mistakes. I've learned from that. you know, I'm in a much better place now. I love her. She's the woman I want to marry.
Right.
That's a possibility. So I think step one, before we go anonymous letter route and blow everything up, I think, is to at least confront him about
Snooki
it.
In the Jersey Shore style.
Seriously. Like, Gosh. A lot of people are referencing that in the text line right now, saying, did you see what happened when they did the anonymous letter?
Yeah, it was not a good scene at all.
This person says the issue with the anonymous letter is that if she was the only person that he told, then she's kind of giving herself up. And then she's doing it in an even sketchier way because he knows that she's doing it, quote unquote, anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's see. More text coming through. Clip PXY safe text line 69822. Penny checking in saying, I've been in this situation before. I have said something to the girlfriend. It didn't go very well. Since my suggestion is to stay out of it. It's a lose-lose situation.
Kelly says that she thinks that she's past the point of no return, and if she
seen a lot of that, yeah.
If she gets involved, the girlfriend will be pissed that she didn't say something sooner, because this has been going on for a year, and I mean, now they're engaged. It's too long. It really is.
AJ, if you were friends with him before or close with him, tell him to come clean before marriage. Don't start a marriage/relationship on a lie. That is a conversation you can have with him. Again, I think that's where I'm falling into. If you're going to do something,
take it up with him.
Take it up with him. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, maybe that there's the way I see it, maybe there's a positive outcome if you go that route. Any other way, I don't see it really happening.
Because I feel like he would kind of be shaking in his boots to be like, hey, I have this piece of information on you. I could use it at any given moment. If you don't right. stop, you're kind of screwed.
But maybe he did. That's the thing. Right. The conversation could be, yeah, that was in the first year. That was a huge mistake, and now I've moved on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to continue this, you can on our Facebook page. We've got the poll up there to search out 98PXY. I can only imagine the woman who called in will be checking that obsessively.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.